You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Dom and Jeremy show is on the air. Hey, and it's October. Dude, it's October.
I know, it rolled over, huh?
Getting into the final quarter of the year.
Yeah, my kids already got their Halloween costumes picked out. They're ready to rock.
What are they going to be?
I love Reed's. Lila's going to be some sort of Paw Patrol thing, but Reed is going to be, like, when you know when you're driving down the road and, like, outside of a Goodwill or an Ark or something, they have those big blow-up guys that kind of sway in the wind. They
got
a big fan. They're just like a tall, skinny tube with a face on it, and they blow around.
Yeah.
That's what Reed's going to be.
Awesome.
And it inflates, and he's been walking around the house with that thing, like acting like he's blowing in the wind. It's hilarious.
That's a great costume.
I know. He's so excited to wear it to school.
Where'd you find that?
Target.
I'll be darned.
I know.
I read an interesting piece about the invention of those things. They were invented for the Atlanta Olympic Games. Do you remember when the Olympics were in Atlanta?
Sure.
Somebody came up with them, and if I'm remembering the story correctly, the guy who came up with them really didn't make a dime off of it.
Oh, that's
something like
bummer.
That. I'd have to go back and dig it back up, but I'm pretty sure that the guy, like, he sold his rights really cheap or something, because they had no idea they would become
big.
You know, so widespread.
And it's funny, no matter how many times I drive by and I see one of those on the road, I'm like, he's got a little face. It's like he's dancing. Every time it gets me.
That is a great costume.
So,
do they have adult size that you could wear?
Oh, they do, Dom.
Oh, is
and
that
believe me, I thought about it.
Is that what you're going to be this year?
No.
Because I'll probably go back to being an astronaut.
Oh, that's good. That's original.
What was
for
I
the
last
10th year?
Year
in a row?
No, because last year...
You and I...
last year I did something else. And
were
I
you
felt...
peanut butter and jelly last year? Is that what it was? We'll have to put that picture back up on our Facebook, actually. Is our profile picture. I was pizza and you were peanut butter and jelly.
Is that right? I don't
think
remember.
So.
I just know that I was sad.
You were sad.
Because you pressured me.
I was happy, though.
I submitted to peer pressure.
I was happy.
Peanut
You've been
butter
an astronaut
jelly.
For
How lame.
10 years.
Yes, but
every year comes Dom with his astronaut
people
costume.
Know me as the astronaut.
You walk slow all morning.
I do the moonwalk.
Anybody
all
have any tang?
It'll never not be funny.
Uh-huh. It's like me looking at those blow-up guys.
Right. Exactly.
Dom's an astronaut.
All
right. What are we talking about here? Ideas?
Speaking of inventions and the guy who invented the whatever those things are called, we were talking yesterday about how people, and I think it's probably almost everybody, has an invention in their head. It's an idea they've come up with that they are sure is a multi-million-dollar invention. And all they need to do is get it to market somehow, and they know that it'll be a big hit. So before we open up the phones and we ask what yours is, or, and there's another side to this, if you want to take credit for something that's out there and swear that you came up with the idea
first. That was
first,
my idea.
My dad always claimed that he was the first one to come up with the idea. Because, you know, places that make burgers, you always just put them on a solid, flat, hot grill, you know, and flip them over with a spatula. And my dad says that he came up with the idea of, like, the moving...
like a little conveyor belt kind of?
A conveyor belt thing that was wire and went over flames and would cook as it went over that and pop out on the other side. And he was always, he was like, burger chef, and stole my...
It's
an
like
old
the
chain.
Flame broiled, right?
Yes, and then I think hole. Burger King does it now or something. He was like, that was my
Burger
idea.
Burger King stole your dad's idea.
I was like, Dad? Don't sit on your ideas.
Oh, man.
Double Dutch, our producer, swears that he has an idea, and all he's told us is that it involves a paddleboard. So what is that?
Well,
I know what a paddleboard is, but what's your idea?
Yeah, so you know when you're on a paddleboard and you paddle.
Yes.
Sure.
As one is.
So you stand on it, so people don't know. You stand on it, right? And then you got like an oar.
Yeah, stand up paddleboard. But, you know, you want to get out in the middle of the lake and you want to sit down and you want to just relax. What if you had a little, like, propeller on the bottom of it that just kind of scooted you along and helped you out?
Oh, so it's basically if you get tired, then the motor kicks in and gets you back to shore.
Yeah. If you don't want... if
paddleboard motor?
Isn't that basically...
you have a paddle.
Isn't that basically...
a boat?
A boat.
Yeah, but if you...
get a boat.
But if you think about it, you sit down, your arms are tired, you're like, oh, a long day on the lake, you know, I'm just going to pop it on the bottom. And
does
I'm
it work off solar or battery? Either, I guess.
Either. Let's look it up.
The whole idea...
that's the right idea of the day.
The whole idea of the paddleboard is to exercise and get out there and move. So if you just put a propeller on it, you might as well just get a boat.
I know, but you could go so much faster, too. You could be paddling along with
it. So cheating, essentially.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, look at this. I just Googled it.
What?
Does it exist?
It's already invented.
Oh. $999.
$1,000 for a little motor you can put on the back of your paddle. Just use your oar.
I'm going to have to buy one of those.
Somebody else had a stupid idea, Derek, and they're making money off it.
Oh, I want to know how many of those actually sell. But you know what? Since this is Fat America, probably.
Look at this guy. He's just standing. He's standing on it, holding his paddle, and he's just tooling around on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Why even bring the paddle?
Obviously, someone's as smart as I am.
So essentially, the paddle just becomes a rudder, is what you're saying. You just kind of
it's just to stabilize you.
Just steer with it.
It's like a cane. It's keeping you from falling over.
You know, if you're going to go that far, why don't you just create, how about this idea? You take a skateboard and you put a sail on it so you can cheat that
way. Come sail away.
Yeah.
So
you stand on your skateboard, but instead of having to actually use your feet and move, you put up a big sail.
Is that your big idea?
That's ridiculous.
No, it just sounds like something stupid you would come up with.
Oh, gosh.
Hold on.
Oh, let's see it.
Are we Googling that
too? Says. Skate sailing. It's already. Look at this guy. Sorry, Dom.
What?
Yeah, it's a thing.
There you go.
It's a giant sail on a skateboard.
All right.
That looks ridiculous.
See, people have ideas.
Can you
ideas.
Imagine showing up to the skate park with that around all your buddies? You'd get your butt kicked. Nice sail,
all right,
Eric.
So what is the big idea? We got to know, what's your big idea?
Yeah, what's your big invention?
We want you to call and share it with us. Or when you were so sad because you were convinced you had come up with something, and then... oh, no. It's already
there. Somebody stole it.
Years ago, I was talking on the show about how the whole concept of spooning in bed is so uncomfortable because if you're the big spoon, your bottom arm has nowhere to go.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And I said that I invented in my head this idea of a bed that had a hole in it. That was kind of at a 45-degree angle, so it wasn't straight down. It was at 40. So when you were lying there, your arm could go down in the 45-degree angle.
And they have them now. Did you know that?
Well,
the cuddle mattresses.
People have sent me for 20 years now. They've sent me images. I think I got another one. I haven't talked about this at least in 5-10 years on the show, but even just a couple of weeks ago, somebody sent me, "Hey, remember when you talked about this?" And it's this new mattress or thing,
it's got
whatever.
Slits
it's
in
slats.
It?
Yeah. They're like plastic slats. Not the same thing. Not the same thing. What's your big idea? Here's Eddie on the phone. Eddie, what do you got for us?
So memory foam in a camp, pretty much. Well, I first thought of it was an apartment that they had white carpet and it was all messed up.
Hold on, wait a minute. Slow down. Memory foam in a can.
Basically, it could be like a cushion in a can. You could take it to a football game and spray some on the bench
on the seat
there.
And you get, or you could spray a little like in the inside of your shoes, make them a little more
in
comfortable.
Or it could just be shoes. Just spray your whole seat with the thing.
It could just be shoes. Oh, my gosh.
I kind of like that.
But I first thought of it for carpet, like trying to get your deposit back on an apartment. You come in, I could have a whole 18-wheeler full of this stuff come in, just memory foam your whole floor, small air.
Dude, this is fantastic.
I like this, going to a football game, a hard bench seats, and you can just put, okay.
Or like on
or
your
camping,
car seat,
or for
even.
Camping, you could make a mat to sleep on. Or,
you could spray
it
on a log and sit on the log like a chair.
Is this stuff going to be like biodegradable? Like maybe
that's
if you
the thing, I'm not a scientist.
Well, why do you think about this, Eddie? If you come up with a way that if you then spray it with water, it just kind of decomposes back down into like a liquid.
Oh, yeah.
And then it reconstitutes later as a foam.
Not bad.
Maybe. I haven't figured all that out yet.
Yes,
but.
So then it'll drain into a stream and then there'll be foam in the stream.
Oh, my God.
Drinking water is contaminated. Damn it, Eddie. Way to kill us all.
Way to ruin the planet, Eddie.
Have a great day, buddy.
You too. that.
See ya.
Being on this show.
Well, that backfired.
What happened all of a sudden? Here's Denise. Good morning, Denise. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
So what's the big idea?
Well, it was my late husband's, but he used to say, and this is about 40 years ago, he used to say we should invent paint on or spray on nylon. And I thought he was nuts because I'm thinking of the pantyhose thing. And I said, oh, that'll never go over, John. No way, no way. And what, 10 years ago or maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago, they invented the, or they came up with the spray on tan.
Right.
And my
legs, but yeah. But I was thinking nylons would be like darker, like, you know, like pantyhose, right?
If you wore dark, they had
dark,
light.
You could do different
color
shades.
And, yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
See?
And if you go in to like rob a place, you just spray your face with it instead of putting pantyhose over your face.
Denise, have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Bye, Denise.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Kalista. Good morning, Kalista. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
All right, what's the big idea?
So as a new mom, I never could tell if my daughter was just messing around at nap time or maybe she had a dirty diaper. So I wanted to invent something that could tell you whether or not she had a dirty diaper, so you knew if you could go into the room or not without waking her up.
Oh, so some sort
you mean
of
like a nose?
Basically, but once you go into the room, it's over. They think nap time is done. It's ready to play. So it's, you need like incognito something.
So you need like a nose on a stick that you just...
No, I think it's something built into the diaper that is like a sensor. And the sensor alerts you on your phone.
Poop
it's
alert,
an app. It's
poop
the
alert.
Poop app on your phone that goes
Here's
off
the thing.
When your child goes
off. It's a crap
off.
App. It's a crap app.
Ooh. Well, that's a good name. There you go.
Done. Sell it. Crap app.
It exists. I looked it up.
It does?
No, it doesn't.
It only tells you if it's wet. If the diaper's wet, but
well, why
sort
can't
of
it?
Exists.
Well,
it would tell. I mean, I guess it could be either. You wouldn't
it
know
be.
If it was.
Depends on how much strained peas that he's been eating.
You never know. You never know.
Crap app.
Kalista. Please have a fun day. Okay.
Thank you, guys. You too.
See you later.
Our listeners are brilliant.